This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stefan Molyneux is our guest, and we're going to come back. He'll be gone. We're going to be taking your phone calls. First-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Stefan Molyneux is his TV host, radio host, you name it, freedomainradio.com. And again, I have people on like him because I admire him, love listening to him when I'm out driving around or lifting weights or whatever, because I'm not in competition with Stefan Molyneux. I thank God he's there. And the bigger he gets, the bigger Mark Dice gets, the happier I am, the bigger Paul gets, and he works with us. In fact, I've been too busy to hold them. I don't want Molyneux to work with us some. It's just, we're all in this. This is survival, folks. Civilization is a very thin veneer. You lose this thing, you lose everything. We all have children. I know Stefan does, I do, and it really focuses you, and I think magnifies what your previous personality already was. And I already cared out of self-preservation. Not out of some great altruistic thing. Now I really care as I see civilization everywhere else starting to collapse and people trying to dynamite it because they can manage the collapse and get more power and then rule some road warrior type scenario. So, Stefan, the 3-4 minutes we got left, what does it look like if we fail?
What it looks like, Alex, is I want to just imagine this scenario. Like, imagine, so you're straight, but imagine you live in a society where you have to every day pretend that you're gay. You got to marry to a guy, or if you're gay, you got to pretend that you're straight. I know that's happened in the past. If you have to falsify everything about yourself just to get through the day, that is a hideous existence that anybody with a shred of integrity finds at the very bottom of the Dantean levels of hell. So if we lose and we're not allowed to speak our minds and we're not allowed to be honest, we're not allowed to engage in debate, we have to falsify everything about ourselves every day. We have to pretend and mouth slogans. We pretend to conform to and mouth slogans that we find despicable. We have to kneel down before mediocrities and non-entities and idiots. And we have to live in fear of negative repercussions just for being honestly and authentically ourselves. Anybody who doesn't find that a literal hell is not somebody who's even worthy of being free. But I would find it a hell. I suspect most of your listeners would find that a kind of living hell as well. To have to lie and bow and scrape and falsify means you can't ever be honest with anyone. You can't experience love because love is around truth and honesty and virtue. You can't be loved. You can't tell the truth to your children. You've got to shut up at the family dinner table. You've got to kowtow to ridiculous slogans that are so illogical. It's completely ridiculous. And you have to falsify everything, live in fear, live as a slave, live as tax livestock so that your productivity gets grabbed off and shoveled off to people who are going to vote for more and more people to oppress you. You'll never be able to tell the truth. You'll never be able to be honest. You'll never be able to be authentic. And that is what a zombie life is like. No truth, no honor, no dignity, no love, no virtue. That is the kind of living death we are condemned to at an emotional level if we lose. And that's why I'll do almost anything to win.
Wow. And it's an attack on free will. And that's living death. And that's why tyranny always collapses. Collectivism does, because the producers finally just give up, commit suicide, do whatever, and then all the parasites are just left to kill each other.
It turns you from a soulful thinker into a mere meaty machine of exploited productivity. You are turned into something less than an animal. Human beings, what do we have the choice? We have the choice to be human or nothing. We don't have the choice to descend to the animal because we can't rip out the neofrontal cortex. We can't just pretend that the last 200,000 years of evolution didn't happen. The choice is humanity or nothing. And that nothing.
So we've already made this transition. We either go to the stars or fall into oblivion.
That's correct. And everything that is so beautiful and everything that is so much to be treasured in life has to do with our capacity to be honest. And the people, the vicious, soulless people out there who attack you for honesty, even if you're wrong. So what if you're wrong? Be corrected. Be corrected. We all make mistakes. We all should be.
That's corrected. Right. Powerful. Stefan Molyneux, please join us again soon. Thank you so much. Wow, that was powerful radio. Some of the best ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Tax rate, boy, he does that, the economy is going to roar. But Paul Ryan and people have been talking about wanting tax increases. You can't dig yourself out of a hole with those. That'll stall the economy. You got to put the gas into the engine, but you got to make cuts. And we've just got so many people in this country that are not working, and we're bringing in more people that'll work for nothing. And the globalists know what they're doing. But the good news is, in Alabama, the establishment Republican candidate was destroyed. Luther Strange. And Judge Moore got in. At least in the primary. But the demographics, the political numbers show that he'll win that Senate seat handily. More than 10 to 1. What's 2 million versus versus 33 million. That is a huge victory for the grassroots. That's a huge victory for the constitutional movement that's taken over the Republican Party to a great extent. And you know that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and all of them feel us breathing down their necks. And old McCain feels Beelzebub, Lucifer, the devil, the old serpent, breathing down his neck as well. And now Donald Trump's come out and said, Roy Moore will help make America great again. Yeah, no, Trump was told, we'll give you your tax cuts, just back our GOP candidates. And they immediately betrayed him. So Trump's learning, they're not going to work with him. So I want to take your phone calls. Then we've got some other video clips I want to get to that are very, very important. There are so many. But I want to play this clip first because I haven't gotten to this. This shows that Hillary is just like a broken toy where only two of the wheels are working, a little car where it just goes in circles and kind of runs into the wall. Hillary Clinton has come out on national television and said she's concerned Donald Trump's killing journalists. Now, you've got this giant swath, this huge wake, like a big ship just came by, of dead bodies behind the Clintons. Hundreds and hundreds. Some of them lived, we've interviewed. Where Bill Clinton's bodyguards come in and break both your legs, both your arms, break your esophagus, think they've killed you, and you know, the ambulance gets there hours later and you live. I mean, those are real people that have been interviewed, we've interviewed them, where they're telling them, we're going to kill you for Bill Clinton punching you in the neck because you videotaped him with Jennifer Flowers. I mean, the Arab Spring funding the Al-Qaeda takeovers. I'm not going to go over all the crimes of the Clintons. She's blaming him for not doing enough about Puerto Rico. We've got massive aid. Puerto Rico still has no power. Pray for the folks of Puerto Rico, absolutely, and support them. But we got hit in Texas and Florida. I mean, this is just, Mexico's had a bunch of earthquakes and volcanoes. And I mean, it's just, and you've now got a quote, fake news reporter who made fun of Hillary was found dead in his house in Phoenix yesterday. So you know about dead reporters. The only dead reporters I see around here are people opposing the globalists. You know, Breitbart. So establishment GOP senator retires rather than risk primary challenger. You got that good news. But we've got Hillary says hopefully authoritarian Trump hasn't ordered the killing of people and journalists. That's like saying hopefully Hillary didn't need 100 pounds of horse manure this morning. I mean, she didn't need 100 pounds of horse manure. But if I say hopefully, you know, hopefully she's not raping her wife, Uma Abedin. Hopefully. It's like saying, do you rape your wife? Are you a child molester? I mean, we know she defends child molesters, is surrounded by them. I'm not being tongue-in-cheek there. I was about, you know, asking, do you eat 100 pounds of horse manure fresh out of the stables every morning? But this statement is, see, Trump's killing journalists. This is just their next level of, okay, white supremacist, Russian agent didn't work. Rapists didn't work. None of this worked. Well, he's KKK. She said he goes after black athletes, but not KKK. Yeah, the KKK doesn't have one person getting paid $5 million a year. The KKK is a joke. The KKK are idiots. I've protested the KKK many times, but when it got so politically correct, I'm not even in the middle of it because most of them are feds. It's like, I'm not going up these Black Lives Matter things. I'm just staying out of it. They're all idiots. KKK, BLM, all of it. Just I'm done. That's why I can't watch a football game because I got to see the same thing there. Ever heard of wanting to like tune out of stuff? Because let me tell you, sometimes I want to watch a movie and not be political. In fact, I need to do that for my mental health. Can't do it. They've infested everything. Hopefully, authoritarian Trump hasn't ordered the killing of people and journalists. And then she goes into how he's KKK. And, of course, she did praise former KKK leader Robert Byrd. So, good luck, lady. And you went to his funeral. You don't see me at KKK Grand Dragon funerals. You see me protesting the KKK. And that's why I'm called KKK, because I'm against the KKK. See, that's upside down world. But at the same time, I'm not going to hear a bunch of racist, spoiled, rotten black people, you know, making 50 times the money the average person makes selling me. I don't like them, and I did something. I didn't do jack squat. So you and the KKK can all go back on the horse you rode in on. Screw the KKK, and screw the black races, and screw the Mexican races. No, I'm just done. I'm done. Here's the other reason I'm going to your calls. But it's a Steve Watson article, newswars.com, infowars.com. You can watch the whole interview. It's incredible. But here's a short clip.
But I don't think he really values democracy, Charlie.
Okay, so he doesn't value democracy?
No, I don't. I think he's
not a Democrat, little d.
No, he's not. He's a top-down guy. And
he's an authoritarian.
He has tendencies toward authoritarianism.
So he's no different than Putin.
Well, hopefully hasn't ordered the killing of people and journalists and the like, but...
When they brought that up in the campaign at the debates, Trump said, okay, where has he killed somebody? Because I went and looked, and he's never even been charged or implicated. And then it turned out they got all these foundations in Russia. They've spent $100+ billion since 1993 trying to topple Russia. They spent $5 billion in just 1 year overthrowing Ukraine. Look the numbers up. So let's get this straight. Every time one of these people got killed, it was some foundation leader or some, quote, Western-backed journalist group that got paid a bunch of money and didn't deliver or were double agents for Putin. And when the CIA, run by the globalist, found out that somebody was a double agent for Putin, they were arrogant enough in Russia to kill their ass. And what I'm telling you is from the highest levels. So all these journalists and people, you heard Putin killed? Putin doesn't need to kill anybody. He has an 80+% approval rating and has for over a decade. The people getting killed have been discovered to be double agents who double-cross George Soros. And then they recycle it and go, oh, look, this reporter that was anti-Putin got shot in the back of the head or got run over or got kidnapped or got given cyanide. When it's all complete bull. There are all these opposition parties, all this opposition media, governors thumbing their nose at Putin, doing whatever they want in Russia. Putin's just one guy in the swamp, and I'm not even lionizing him, but I've gone and looked at who's been killed. I went and actually researched who they were, and it's every time somebody that took that money from the West but didn't fully use it and didn't follow their orders. Because once you take that money, what kind of orders do you think you get? You're not just a journalist now. You're a spy. We want you to go do this. We want you to go do that. We want you to go kill this person. And then they get scared and they go, listen, I don't want to kill somebody or I don't want to plant stuff. And the Russians go, well, thank you for that information. Boom. It's all being tracked. The person that does that, he gets their neck broken an hour later. So there's been an aggressive Western intelligence operation in Russia that the Russians have been kicking out to a certain extent. But Russia is a mess, overrun with foreign agents. George Soros publicly operates there, publicly says he wants to overthrow the Russian elected government. And then a year ago, Putin finally said, that's it. Your open society crap is over. You're anti-Christian, you're anti-Russia, you're banned. And they went, oh my God, he banned these groups. The United States ought to be banning Chinese groups and Mexican groups and globalist groups and the Vatican and their cardinals over here in America saying overthrow America and the borders. You know what? You're a foreign power in our country trying to overthrow our government. Get out of here. Everything they claimed Russia's done to us, we've done to Russia. This isn't some sycophantic, butt-kissing, Stockholm syndrome gesticulation that, like, worship Russia because I hate my government, I hate my country, so anything outside of it's good. That's the Democrats in Hollywood saying they love Kim Jong-un and all this crap. I know the same enemies Russia has, we have. The same people that want to exploit us and make us poor and dumb us down and play us off against each other brag that they're the ones doing it. I don't have to figure it out. These people told me who they are. Your phone calls are a few minutes away on the other side. Have you spread the link to the show yet? Have you spread the articles?
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I will stand in line for this.
It's always time in line for this. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Well, just this morning, We had the headlines that Paul Ryan was pushing tax increases, but now the Republicans are giving a press conference, the House and Senate leadership, the usual suspects, that the president wanted a 15% corporate tax. That'd be one of the lowest in the world instead of the highest. And that they're going to give him 20. And they claim they have a deal. We'll see if they get it rammed through the House and the Senate. And I'm all about cutting our tax so it's lower than China's corporate rate, so the tens of trillions of dollars outside the country comes back in. That is a tax cut for all Americans, major incentive, more important than even cutting regulations at this point. That would be a shot in the arm. They wrote the laws so the jobs would go outside the country. So that's even as big as turning our coal back on. But what I really want to see is a middle-class tax cut, and not because I'll get a little bit more money. I haven't even paid myself this year. I am putting everything back into the operation. I want to win against the globalists to have a future. But I know that just the idea that taxes might get cut. Under Obama, the average person making $200,000 a year pays 45%. That means you're keeping like $105,000. And folks, it's the middle class that buys most of the stuff and creates the economy. The people that have discretionary income, you cut that 45%. I mean, if you go back to 30, 35, something like that, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of people that don't hoard it. They spend it on restaurants and cars and buying boats, getting their hair done and going on vacations. And, I mean, that's the people we need with the money. The plan calls for cutting the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%. The GOP proposed also calls for reducing the number of tax brackets from 7 to 3 with a surcharge on the wealthiest Americans. As long as they're not exempt, I'm so sick of these rich guy taxes, and then they write loopholes to get out of it. Like where, oh, but if you move over short seas, then you're not, you don't have to pay it. So what do they say? The devil is always in the details. Trump's always late, which is fine. He builds expectation. He was set to speak 6 minutes ago. We'll try to go to that as soon as he does it. But let's start going to your calls. Dan, Zach, Timothy, Ryan, Bruce, they're all on the NFL. And again, the NFL's a diversion. But them picking their fight over the NFL, trying to make their move to turn us all into SJWs, it failed big, and this is a big victory, and the slobs at the NFL are now in full retreat. So Trump wins again, we win again, this is a big one. Dan in Indiana, you're on the air, welcome.
Yes, I want to talk about one reason they can take a knee, and then 10 signs of the end times and why the rapture is relevant. You want to hear
yes.
that? Okay, they should take the knee in the Lord's Prayer. That's what they should be taking the knee for. And then the 10 signs of the end times is wars and rumors of wars. And you can find that in Matthew 24:6-7. Then you got famine, pestilence, and earthquake. Find that in Matthew 24:7-8. Then you have...
Sir, I agree with you. I think we're seeing a lot of biblical stuff right now.
Well, you ask why we got all this stuff happening, and it's predicted that this will happen. And then the rapture is relevant because 1 Thessalonians 4, and that's chapter verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel call, and with the sound of the trumpet. Magic that. Of God, and the dead of Christ will rise first, and then...
Well, let me say this. It's open to interpretation, my brother, but let me say this. I hope for pre, prepare for post. I'm sure you've heard that.
No, I haven't.
Well, listen, I know it's in the Bible. I know it talks about a rapture of God's people, and I sure hope that's the case. But when have God's people been raptured before when evil comes upon
them? Well, why can't you believe in this version?
Listen, it's very complex, and I know it talks about a one world government, the image of the beast, seen everywhere by everybody at the same time. That's television, holograms. They say it's three dimensional. You can't have it without buying and selling. You got to have this mark. I know it's happening, and I know the force of this world is satanic and wants us killing each other and is evil. So I believe in the devil, and I believe in the Bible. I'm just saying Christ even talks about the Bible. Not everybody's supposed to understand this. Well, maybe I'm profane. Maybe I don't understand it. Maybe you do.
You saying we're going to have to go through the tribulation, but I don't see nowhere it says that believers got to go through the tribulation. And I've been a believer for a long time, and nowhere in my Bible says the church will suffer at the hands of Satan.
It actually says he will make war against the saints and overcome them. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened. My friend, you know, I don't want to debate this with you, Dan, but let's come back and spend a few more minutes on it. Because I know, I agree, the Bible doesn't contradict itself, but it's very complex.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder, so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light. Fight with people over their interpretations of the Bible. That's why we got thousands of denominations. If you love God and you hate the devil and you love children, you want to be a good person, you love Jesus Christ, and you say you accept him as your Savior, you're saved. People say faith without works is dead. Absolutely. If you're, but it is like you have to do the works to get saved. If you are saved, you're going to be doing the works. And it doesn't mean I'm on some high horse and I'm perfect. I just pray every day that God make me not be aggressive, angry. angry, hateful, nasty. I mean, believe me, but that's, in a way, it's not a gift, but I can see into the enemy because, you know, I'm fallen. You know, I love God, but I'm fallen, and so I can, you know, basically look into how these guys are operating. But I sat there in a lot of Sunday school. I don't remember all the verses or all the books. Daria's kind of the Bible expert. She goes to church like 4 or 5 nights a week and goes out in missionaries all over Texas. And, but, you know, she goes over it. But I just know it says they come, they defeat the devil in Armageddon, they bind him up, then the dead in Christ are raised, and then, you know, all the rest of it. But she just pulled up a bunch of Bible verses. And then, Dan, I'm going to hurry quicker and let you have your response. But let's put one of these verses on screen for folks. This is out of the King James Version. We got it on just for the break. We can throw that up. This is Matthew 24:29-30. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall be the sun darkened, and the moon shall not give light, and the stars shall have fallen from the heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory. And that's repeated. It's not like it contradicts, it's repeated over and over again. And this whole pre-tribulation thing is about 200 years old. And, you know, you say it's an apostasy in the church or whatever. The Catholics push it now. Everybody pushes it. The Protestants push it. But you go into the lion's den. You go into the fiery furnace. You go into the confrontation. That separates the wheat from the chaff, the metal from the garbage. And I agree, we're seeing world government. We're seeing things, world government, you know, mark of the beast. It's all happening. They're trying to make everybody in Sweden take chips right now to get on trains. It's here. So I'd say, praise the Lord, Dan, it shows it's all real and true, and, you know, what our gut and spirit tells us is right. But this big debate about we're not going to have to take our licks and stand up for God, and I'm not going to refuse Christ. They put a gun to my head or put me in a guillotine. Pull that lever. I'm not. That's a pleasure to do for God, because it's just a second of pain and eternity, you know, with the Creator, and that's all I want. But Daria, you were going to make a comment. Daria, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you just pretty much already said it, but the Bible is very clear to when the question arises on where the rapture, when the rapture event happens. It says then that after the sun and the moon go dark, and it says, when does it happen? And it says immediately after the tribulation. So, I mean, that's pretty clear, and it describes that event several times. The Bible mirrors each other several times as to when the question arises, when the tribulation, when the rapture happens. It always says after the tribulation, when the sun and the moon go dark.
So, thank you, Daria. Wish you'd go on camera, but you're not. Let's go ahead and go to Dan. Dan, I'm not trying to beat you up, but you just said nowhere in the Bible does it say it. We always pull up everything we talk about, so there it is.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, sir.
It also says he's going to come as a thief in the night. It has nothing to do with the sun turning black. You won't know the day of the hour. When you hear people saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon you. You want to know times where God delivered his people? Look at Noah.
The thief in the night refers to the fact that no man knows when that event is going to happen, but we know that it's happening when the sun and the moon go dark, and that happens after the tribulation. But when exactly that's going to happen, no one knows, and that's what it says, that he comes as a thief in the night. That's what it's referring to.
Well, I think you're taking it out of context, because my belief says the rapture comes before the church even have any part of the tribulation. And then Christ, when he suffered at the cross, he took all the stripes and the pain and the suffering in place of the church, so we don't have to go through a tribulation. He suffered on the cross in place of us. Okay, so why do you have to go through a tribulation? You got a martyr's complex, what I believe. You want to prove something before God.
No, Christ suffered on the cross so that you can get eternal life if you accept him as your Savior. That was the whole point of him suffering on the cross. It has nothing to do with the worldly tribulations on this earth.
All I know is I got the globalists coming after me because I'm not against Christ. So all I know, here's the thing. Let's just all say we love God and that we hate the devil and we're together. And we can debate this all day. But, hey, world government's here that the Bible told us. The mark of the beast, they're pushing it. How about that, Dan? Let's just say we're right about that. We all agree on that. Like, stuff's getting biblical, right?
Well, if you hire me to be your InfoWars theologian and pull out the scripture on your show on a daily basis, I'll say I'll agree to that.
All right. Well, shoot some YouTube videos and show us what you're doing. But you sound like a smart guy. Let me tell you something. I like the idea of getting beamed out of here and not having to deal with this woman and my kids. If God showed up right now and said, you and your kids and your wife, you went out of here right now, I'd be like, I want out of here right now. But I just don't see that happening to Moses or to Jesus or anybody else. We got to go through this. But, hey, I hope you're right. Thank you, Dan. Daria, closing comment?
Well, yeah, I think it's unfortunate that most of the churches in the country, even among the fundamental Baptist churches, who are really were the last standing in terms of teaching the Bible, what the Bible says. And it's just really unfortunate that we don't have really the churches who teach the Bible anymore and what the Word of God really says.
Well, I'm no rocket scientist, but the Bible's pretty clear. The beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them.
Yeah, and they worry about their attendance more than they worry about.
But how do they get out of the beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them?
Exactly.
I mean, how do you get over that?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
No, I don't even have any audio in there. I'm saying if the beast wages war against us and overcomes us as a test, but then it causes the biggest revival ever, like Martin Luther King or Gandhi getting beat up, that's basically what it is on a mass scale. I mean, how is that not clear to Christians? The beast is coming after us, and you're going to choose to kiss his ass, or you're going to choose to go through the fire. Everybody, it's not a martyr's complex. I'm not looking for any more pain, but it's very clear. You're going to go through this, or you're going to join the devil.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the whole test. That's the whole point of us being here on earth, is this eternal struggle between good and evil, between Satan and God. And God did suffer on the cross for us. He sacrificed himself, God, Jesus Christ, is the Trinity, Jesus Christ, the Son.
So that God couldn't say he didn't have flesh in the game.
I'm sorry, say it again.
So that God, so you couldn't say God didn't have flesh in the game.
Oh, absolutely. So God actually sacrificed himself for us to give us eternal life. And all we have to do is a free gift. You don't have to work for it. It's not a work salvation. It's a salvation completely by faith. All you have to do is that you do accept him, to say you do accept him as your savior, and you're saved forever. It can't be taken away from you. It's a free gift. And the Bible says that.
And if it wasn't real, why would the UN and the Satanists and all of them hate it so much?
I'm sorry, say again.
Oh, I know there's, you don't have your headphones on.
Yeah, it's just delayed. I have to.
No, I understand. If it wasn't powerful, why would the whole world government system be against it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because the word, the Bible and the Word of God is the most powerful tool we have in slaying this evil of this world. That's why the Bible is called the sword. And actually, incidentally, that's why the Bible has had so many translations
water down.
What the Word of God actually says. That's why, yeah. I always pull up the King James Bible, as I believe that that's the only translation that actually still has the original inspired Word of God. And the other translations have been completely perverted for these new churches that promote the pre-tribulation, promote the work salvation. It's just terrible.
Absolutely right. All right, Daria, great points. Let's hurry through the other callers. Notice how I talk about the NFL turns into pre-tribulation, post-tribulation. All I know is we got a world government that's really evil coming down on us. So I sure hope there's a God to help us beat it, which I know there is. I mean, it's like the whole thing's coming true. And we're sitting there talking about rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, man. I'm going to go to Zach in Florida. Zach, you're on the air about the National Football League or the losing all their viewers and ticket holders. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Great to be on. I wanted to discuss this NFL issue in seemingly perfect timing with the North Korea issue because, make no mistake, they are intertwined, and I believe they're a sophisticated deep state psyop One major point that has not been brought up, and which I'm very surprised, I think this is going to be the first news outlet that's kind of on this trail. You know, Colin Kaepernick is kind of a puppet, and he really doesn't have any speeches behind his actions, but you just need to look to his longtime partner and girlfriend, Nessa Diab, N-E-S-S-A, last name D-I-A-B. So you can't even write what, you know, her background. You're talking University of Berkeley, Black Lives Matter, extreme SJW, the complete brains behind the operation, and I'm not seeing this picked up anywhere, which is very important.
Now, I look at that. His mother's like a big socialist, too, and you've got, what do you make of this guy now being investigated at West Point saying he wants to kill capitalists, he hates America, he has a hat saying communism will win, opens up his shirt, he has Che Guevara on it. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's obvious, and it's a plan that's referred to in the intelligence communities as stratified compartmentalization, which is just essentially layers within compartments. If you could create that collage of chaos, you could really get away with a lot. And I believe the waters are being chummed to assassinate the President of the United States with this race issue to divide us internally while having an outside force. And probably
no, I agree. Kill the president, that ignites the race war.
Yeah, it's a plan for continuity of government. It's happening on two fronts. They thought Jade Helm was an operation or an issue. Let's call this operation.
Well, that was just Jade a test. Helmet. So let me ask you this. How is it going for them? It seems like it's blowing up in their face because the president didn't shy away. He attacked it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, they're battling. They're battling back, and the presidency's battling back. But what's being done here is a slow luring and a slow poisoning of the country to chum the waters to create a climate where this is possible.
An atmosphere for race. So what does it lead to? I agree.
Well, I believe it's a plan for continuity of government. Jade.
Sure. So why is Soros able to get away with this? I mean, if I committed one-tenth of these crimes, I'd be in prison, and I deserve it. Why is this piece of garbage allowed to do this? I mean, this is insane.
Well, because they got the pulse of the American people, and Hollywood is God, social media is God, these celebrities are completely brainwashed. So if they could, you know, they got George Lopez coming out on the side of North Korea, all the Hollywood stars at the award shows coming out, they got the, what really, you guys were talking about the Bible before, unfortunately, you know, that type of thinking doesn't exist anymore. Hollywood and professional sports are their gods. We're stuck into the phones, and they
and China's using North Korea as their set piece to see if they can force our capitulation in the South China Sea.
Absolutely. Cause disruption here, all while having a legitimate issue overseas. You know, it's like, you know, they're not showing their hands. Obviously, they're playing them all at once. This is an all-out effort and all-out attack. This is Operation Jade Helmet. Because once they got the disruption in the States here, and we're fighting at each other's necks, and we have a legitimate enemy, they could pull off a false flag, chum the waters to assassinate the presidents, and nobody would break up. Nobody would even blink an eye. This is a very aggressive tactic.
Let's end the WikiLeaks. That's what they said.
Very, very aggressive tactic. And, you know, and I applaud Trump and what he's trying to do. And like you said, he used this as an issue to sift through some of the people to show their real colors and see who's really there at the end of the day.
But that's the issue. What does it say to the Republicans who were going to push tax increases till they saw their candidate in Alabama defeated? Now they're acting like they're rolling over, but you never know because they're so deceptive.
I believe that they're showing their true colors as well. They don't want to be showed as dupes, but they picked their side a long time ago. And, you know, Ron Paul, you know, alluded to some things about North Korea not being a major issue and about... You know,
I love Ron Paul and I like him, but he was accusing me of, like, wanting war. I was saying, I see both sides, but I'll say this. He wasn't being completely... Because I kept saying, no, they are threatening to nuke us. They are... And you go, Alex, you keep saying they're threatening to attack America. Stop saying that. I didn't say that. North Korea said that.
And I got all the respect in the world for Ron Paul, but come on, this is a guy who tried to run for president, unfortunately didn't make it, and I used to be a Ron Paul guy, and we all know what's going to happen in 2020, and Ron Paul knows they're backing a Rand Paul, Cory Booker ticket in order to outseat, to get Trump out of there, and that's already in the works. Everybody already knows that. So
sure, I know that, but expanding on that, I know, it's, I don't want to get into it, but the all I want to do is avert nuclear war and just have a future. But what do you think Ron Paul's thinking when he says, I love him to death, Alex, stop pushing propaganda saying North Korea has nukes. They have hydrogen bombs. He said, Alex, stop saying they've got bombs. They have the damn bombs.
And look, Donald Trump won the presidency. Nobody saw it coming. His own son ran against Donald Trump. And
no, I know. But what are you thinking the Paul thinks about
he's hedged his bets. He's based his life on something that, you know, he was also, you know, duped by. I mean, unfortunately, he has great intentions. He's doing a lot of great things. But when it comes to the real world and how the momentum and the clip that this thing's running at nowadays.
Yeah, I get exactly. We've got corruption on our side. But just because we've got problems doesn't mean that China and North Korea are good. Just because we have problems doesn't mean suddenly something over there is better than us or isn't threatening. Why do you think North Korea is so belligerent? I get Paul's point that, oh, well, they think that they have nukes. They're strong. Leave them alone. But they're beyond saying we have nukes. They're threatening and shooting missiles over and threatening to detonate hydrogen bombs and saying we're going to preemptively attack you. It's imminent. I mean, if somebody said, I'm going to punch you in your face right now, I'm saying that I'm going to kill you. What are we supposed to do?
The greatest predictor of future reality is past reality. And we always heard them say,
and that means we're going to nuke the hell out of them and win.
Never. Well, they say never let a good crisis go to waste. So the question really, and you want to talk about people showing their true colors, we're seeing that North Korea is being this belligerent all while our country is falling apart at the same time. This is no coincidence. This is a deep state psyop. This is deeper. North Korea is not.
It's on record that the globalists and the Clintons and the are working with North Korea, and he thinks he's working with them. That's why he's so belligerent. I agree. They're pushing. That's why they all said there's going to be a big crisis 6 months into Trump. We'll see what he does. They're using this to destroy Trump. I agree with you. Skip this break. Let's skip this one break. Because I got to get these other callers. But, Zach, clearly that's what they're doing. Then what do we do to stop it?
Is what's really going on, and not get caught up in that. Get caught up in the momentum and the groupthink. We have to look at things how they are. Okay, what happened here in the NFL? You have an NFL quarterback who was on his way out. He wasn't starting. He was on his way out. And what city is he in? San Francisco, of course. Sanctuary city.
He's a paid off blackmailed guy. God knows what he's involved in.
With a girlfriend who's a public. Black Lives Matter, University of Berkeley educated, mastermind behind this thing. They have a youthful idiot there. They've been, you know, chumming the waters for a race war in this country. And all of a sudden,
oh, you know, she's going to divorce him and take him for everything he's got as soon as he's done. He is a real bozo the clown.
Oh, it's a mess. And, you know, they overstepped their bounds and have done this before, but they are brazen, they are wild, and what we can't do is underestimate it because they are desperate, and that's obvious. But I believe that this is no coincidence that these two things are happening in conjunction. And you have there's a million plates spinning at once, and Trump is trying to keep them all going or try to figure out what's going on. And they are creating a collage of chaos in order to distract the American public to pull off something big. And this is a last-ditch effort. We need to take it very serious.
You think they may be preparing to kill the president right now?
I believe they are. I believe they're chumming the waters. And quite frankly, if you read social media and look at even the people we were supposed to look up to as role models, the entertainers, the athletes, they are calling them in derogatory terms, referring to
they them all as think my yeah, that's it. They all think they're on the winning team. The former CIA deputy director and Robert Mueller's attaché at the FBI, he was in both departments, said within 2 months he's dead. We are at 2 months next Thursday. We're 8 days out on them fulfilling their promise to kill the president, trigger a race war, bring in a civil emergency, announce the elections are suspended, kill the realignment, and bring in their tyranny. And they said they'd do it. And I'm glad you helped us refocus, Zach, because they've said they're doing this. The question is, do all these people really think that they've taken our kindness for weakness? Do they really think once a hot war starts that Rob Reiner, all these guys, do they really think they've got a hope and a prayer, Zach?
Well, me and you think of things like this, but we have to look at the people who are reacting like this as an adolescent teenager, somebody actually entering the new world, and you look at a full teenager and you think to yourself, how could you be acting like this? How are you not grateful? Don't you see what I'm trying to do? But they can't comprehend that. And in their eyes, this was done. Not my president was chanted right after the election, and how it's been done with sophistication and brilliance is sickening. This is a deep, deep, deep. They talked about it. You got the Michael Moores. You got the guys on TV. They didn't seem that worried. Don't worry. You'll be out of office. Don't worry about it. They are chumming the waters for an assassination on the president, and they should be ashamed of themselves that they don't have the capacity to do that because
let me tell you. You know what happens historically. You're a smart guy. The people that lower the drawbridge, the Michael Moores, the enablers of this, they're the first people that their bosses are going to kill if this is successful.
And they're not dealing with the dummy here. And like it's been said, if you aim at the prince, you better not miss. Donald Trump is not a dupe. He is strong. He's realizing what's going on. He's allowing them to show their hands, looking at their signs, looking at their bluff. And this is a marathon, not a sprint. But make no mistake, this is dire. And they, I mean, we have to look at this not as, you know, several moral issues or, you know, a single war issue. This is all.
It's about foreign multinational godless powers overthrowing the country. So issues at this point aren't even, and he's still delivering on the issues. I agree. It's like shameful when you realize the main forces. It's so clear. This is real. And people better decide which side they're on, because I'm not afraid at all, actually. In fact, I'm quite frankly sick of playing games here. And these people want to play, they want to really get down the gutter. It's going to be quite, pretty crazy, but it's just the way it always is. But I just know this. Everybody ought to be making a list and checking it twice. Who's been naughty and nice? And Santa Claus comes visiting in the middle of the night. God bless you. Zach, good to talk to you. But I tell you, this has aged me a lot. I can't quit thinking about this. Globalists already controlled this country. But they didn't want to control the country. They wanted to destroy it. And it's not going to happen. And America was in a coma. But as we felt their fingers wrap around our necks, we went, what is that? I'm going to wake up. And the globalists are like, I love you. Just lay down. Oh, God, it's hard to kill. Damn, die. And we're like, wait, we threw them off. They're like, let me put my hands back around your neck. Just, no, stop. Hands around the neck. It's like, it's not happening. And it's all some pissing contest of a bunch of losers. You're not going to win. Look, you're not going to listen. I already see that. So I'm not going to speak to them. Just to all the viewers and listeners. They fear you because they know you're good. They fear you because they know you're strong. They fear you because they know you're committed. And I don't have to tell you what to do if they kill the president or me or anybody else. I don't have to tell you what to do. You know what to do. They tried to, like, bill. They tried to brand. They've tried to sell this idea that if there's a civil war, just kill cops. Because you kill the local cops, then the globalists come in. No. Your enemy, this isn't some cop-kissing exercise. The cops have been lazed, targeted to be killed in a revolution. No. You don't kill them. You don't kill them. You kill the people that said kill the cops. And then you kill their bosses. And I'm not saying kill anybody. You're just saying kill the cops. I'm just saying, if you want to die, we're going to make sure you die. See how that works? And that's why almost all the globalists have already jumped on airplanes and left. And they'll come back. They keep thinking, oh, we're about to win. They leave for a year, and then they come back, and they leave, and they come back. And they're like, we're not winning. Here's more. You can run to Tasmania. You can run to Kauai. You can run to the middle of nowhere in Canada. You can run to the middle of nowhere in Central Texas. You can change your name. When this all goes sideways, you're going to have a big, fat target on your ass. And I don't say that to be mean. I don't want to kill you. You think in my life I want to kill people to feel powerful? I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm just telling you metaphysically that you think your little devil and all your devil worship and all your candy-ass shit is powerful. And once we get a hold of you, once our hands are on your neck, we're never going to stop till we rip your political guts out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Support.